Hello Cricket Mindset Community, my name is Saul Strom and I'm a mental performance consultant, the founder of Bite Size Sports Psych, and a final year PhD candidate. Today I want to talk about the importance of developing strong systems as a way to help us accomplish our goals. And so prevailing wisdom claims that if we want to accomplish things in life, that we should set goals. Lots of you have probably set goals, and in the world of performance, it's really, really common. So I myself, as a tennis player in the past, I would set lots of goals. And goals give us direction, they give us motivation, they give us drive. So there's definitely a place for goals. But today I want to talk about why setting strong systems and understanding our systems is more important than goals. And through my studies, through my work with athletes, through my own experiences as a tennis player, and through reading, and particularly a book called Atomic Habits, which I would highly recommend all of you take a look at if you haven't already. But through all of this, I've learned that oftentimes the results that we achieve, so the goals that we might reach, have very little to do with the goals that we've set, and it has a lot more to do with the systems that we've created. And so right now, a lot of you might be thinking, what's the difference between goals and systems? And so goals are about the results that we want to achieve. So we set a goal because we want to achieve certain results. But systems are about the steps that we have to take in order to give us the best chance of reaching those goals. So let's break this down. As athletes, our goal might be to make a certain team. So goal, make this team. But the systems are, what are the small components in order for us to make this team? What things we need to take care of? So do I need to have better connection with my teammates? Do I need to have a better connection with my coach? Do I have to work on my technical ability? The systems are those small, powerful things that we need to take care of. We need to take notice. If I want to make this team, what things do I need to do to get better so that I can make this team? A goal without strong systems is simply a hope or a wish. And I want to explain to you guys today why. Think about Olympians. Olympians all want to win gold medals. Think about teams, they want to win the championship. Think about musicians, they want to get that record deal. We all have quite similar goals, and there's thousands of people that will have the same goal at the same time. And so if it was all about having these goals, then all of us would accomplish these things, right? But it's more about the system. So, you know, there might be 1,000 cricketers and they might all have the same goal, but the people that have the better systems are going to be able to continue to achieve more and more and have a better chance of reaching those goals. Oftentimes we might congratulate people that win gold medals or that win the World Cup, and we'll say it was their big dreams, it was their aspirations, it was their courage. But we might be mistaken in that, because think about all the people that made the Olympics or that didn't make the Olympics, that didn't win those medals, and they had the exact same goals. Let's use a cricket example. The World Cup comes around every 4 years, and the teams that are in the World Cup are all trying to win the World Cup. It's the obvious goal, and every country that's in that World Cup is gearing up to try and win it. And so the goal every 4 years is the exact same, but does the same team win the World Cup every year? No, and it has a lot to do with the systems, the things that these teams tweak with after the World Cup before. You know, they might have different selection strategies, they might have different people working with them, they might have different strategies, and these are all these systems that come together to allow these teams to have a better chance of winning that World Cup. So my message to you guys today is very clear. Are goals important? Yes. Should you continue to set goals? Absolutely. Goals help with our motivation, they help with our drive, and I encourage you to set goals because I think it will help for those reasons. However, the main message for today is on bringing more importance to those systems. Do we need more support from our coaches? Do we understand how to take feedback and implement it into our game? Do we eat well enough? Do we have mental practices that we use? Do we have a good physical training plan? What do we need? What systems do we have to put in place to achieve those goals that we all have? So as the new year develops and we set new goals, let's really think about those systems. In order to achieve this, what needs to be taken care of? And that's really the meat of it all. And so I hope that this message was clear, and I'm happy to answer any questions anyone has. So feel free to reach out to me at Bite Size Sports, like ask questions about it, because I think that systems are something that are forgotten in this world where it's very goal-oriented. So I hope this was helpful, and I look forward to hopefully hearing from some of you guys soon.